Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to preview a little bit about the upcoming journal that's going to be published in September that takes a look at some generational things in rural Minnesota. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah, this year's journal, every year we have a theme, and this year's theme is a region in transition. And so what we're going to be talking about is the transition of generations between, you know, we have the greatest generation, and then we have the baby boomers who are all in the process of retiring now. And then we have their kids, Generation X, and those, their kids, Generation Y. And so it's just the different attitudinal, economic, demographic differences that are transitioning through rural Minnesota and changing things.
You know, we've talked before about how some of the smaller communities have lost enough population where there's some consideration of, you know, well, is it important to be incorporated any longer? Those kinds of discussions. But we've also talked about the idea that some folks who are in their prime childbearing, child-rearing years, coming back to rural Minnesota if they grew up in a small town, or even being lured, if they grew up in the big city, lured to the idea of a rural lifestyle.
Right, and if there's one thing that's always consistent, it's change. You know, we've gotten to this point where we've been, you know, pretty much indoctrinated with the idea that rural areas are losing population. Well, it looks like, you know, there could be a trend that's changing that. You know, sure, some of the very smallest communities will probably still keep losing people and everything. But, you know, in population centers, and certainly the communities around those population centers, the populations are growing. They're changing. People are moving back from the cities with their kids to these rural communities. We also have a lot of immigrants moving in.
That's true.
And a lot of them are boosting the numbers in many rural school districts.
And many of these are hardworking, entrepreneurial, spirited folks who want to, you know, start businesses, and that can spur economic growth as well in some of these smaller communities. So can you give us a preview maybe of what some of these articles might be about?
Yeah, well, the articles are coming in now, getting ready for editing, and they look pretty good. We have articles that are, a lot of them are addressing these attitudinal differences between the generations. One of them is going to be on volunteerism and how different generations are looking at volunteering. We have a couple articles on community leadership. And so it's going to be a variety of articles. We have one on how one small town, Pelican Rapids, managed their sudden influx of immigrants, you know, over the last 20 years. And so it'll be very interesting to see what these different experts from around the state have to say about how things are changing in our rural communities and what the future holds.
Well, it should be interesting. And again, publication is sometime in September?
Yeah, August, September.
All right, good. We'll look forward to that, the next Rural Minnesota Journal. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.